Look, folks, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that listeners know what's going on in his alternate universe. Luckily, folks, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So here now is our very own Planet Bush Bureau Chief, Lawton Smalls. Hello, Lawton.
Hello, Mark. God's got a pool service, and he's skimming the dead bugs off your soul.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, you know what? It's good to hear your voice again, Lawton.
Thank you kindly, Mark. Hey, congratulations on your new show. Even if it is from Los Angeles, hello, I call it Permission 90210.
Wow, that's unbelievable. 5 seconds in, and you're already taking shots at me. I've told you before, L.A. is great, Lawton. It's great.
Great. Mark, I watched the Golden Globes. L.A.'s so great, as you say. They gave Best Picture to Brokeback Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Gay cowboys knocking boots in a pup tent, Mark. Pup tent. That's the kind of place you want to be associated with. Not me, mister. Get out of there.
Wait a minute. Hang on, Lawton. Before we start going at it, there's some new listeners who may not be familiar with our little discussions in the past, my friend.
Good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
I would describe our relationship as mentor-mentee.
Uh-huh.
I take you by the hand like a willful, spoiled child, and through the unswerving correctness of my arguments, drag you to the logic, the leadership, and the light of President George W. two-terms mandate Bush.
Dragging me by the hand? Oh, that's good.
You.
That's great. Spoiled child. Thanks a lot for that one. Great.
Spoiled and willful.
Uh-huh.
I speak simple truths, unadorned and elegant as Shaker furniture.
Mm.
And then you respond with knee-jerk, liberal hysteria, gay agenda spin, sarcasm, and masturbatory wisecrack.
Mm.
And generally, you have to check your talking points cheat sheet you get directly from Osama every day. You got no idea for that, folks.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Osama gives me talking points. Let it out, Lawton. I know all this stuff has been building up. Come on.
Let me tell you
what.
Secretly, you always agree with me.
Oh, man.
With President George W. two-terms mandate Bush with the whole neocon agenda, but you're so caught up in your bearded, beatnik counterculture persona that you are unable to allow yourself to see the truth.
Right.
You're buried beneath a layer of masks, Mark Maron, and it's my job to strip them off one by one like an old bandit.
All right, you done, buddy, because let me tell you something, Lawton. Let me tell you something. I think you're a scared little man who hides behind a cruel, greedy ideology you don't really believe in some sort of meaning to your empty, hollow existence. I think it only takes a few facts about your boy Bush to turn you from an obnoxious bully into a pathetic, weeping blob. You're lonely, you're sad, and your side is losing now. That's right.
Don't leave me again.
Okay.
Don't leave me again.
Oh, boy. I can't breathe.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Reunited, because we
stop singing. You got to stop singing, buddy. No singing. Come on.
Reunited.
Please, just pull it together, buddy. Just pull it together.
I don't sleep well.
Okay, just... boy.
Two men in a tent. That's just nauseating.
Okay,
I got to cough that out.
All right. Thank you, Lawton.
Who thought that was entertainment?
All right. Thank you, Lawton. Goodbye. Goodbye.
God loves you. Deal with it.
I got to say, I was happy to talk to him. Wasn't it nice to hear him, Jim?
It was nice to hear the two of you together again.
It's wonderful.